Welcome, everybody. This is Mordechai Plotzker. So welcome to shiurenjoyment.com. Welcome to the nightly shiur. And tonight's a recap on Chazak, Chazak, Venis Chazek. So we know that Parshas Matos Maaseh is a double, and it concludes the fourth book of Chumash, of the Chumashim, the Sefer Bamidbar. So the Kedushas Levi brings down that Bamidbar is really another way of saying Bamidaber, what comes out of our mouths. And we have to be so careful. We have so many examples between the Meraglim, between what Korach had said, between what Balak and Bilam had said, and between what Bnei Salach had said. So there's so many ripe examples of speech. And we find that, you know, in this week's Parsha, it concludes with the messaging of Ish ki yidar neder la'Hashem, O ish shavah shvua la'asar yisar al nafsho, lo yachel devarav k'chol asher yotze mipiv ya'aseh. That a person, as we know, when he makes a condition with someone else and he says, I'm going to do X, Y, or Z, that generally speaking, that's what needs to take place, even without the signing of a contract. So if a person shakes on it or if a person gives a verbal agreement, generally speaking, that should be sufficient. However, the Torah tells us that a person has to be so careful with nedarim. He cannot make a simple neder. And Rashi tells us that we should really be careful with our speech. And one of the differences that we have between the other species of life form on this earth, there's a domain, there's a tzomea, there's a chai, and there's a medaber. So domain is something like a steel, piece of steel, and then there's tzomea, which refers to the vegetation, the blades of grass, and then we have chai, which refers to livestock and animals and wildlife, and then we have the medaber, which is the individual who can speak. Now, since Hashem created us as being a medaber, and we ask ourselves, what is the strongest part of our body? The real answer is the peh, because ha'koach v'halashon, ha'chaim v'amavas b'yad halashon. The life and death is really in the hands of a person who knows how to speak. That's what we say, you know, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we say, tefil ani ki atof, that we have to recognize that we present ourselves as just somebody who is not really able to be presentable in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask for all the things that we ask for. And yet we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the siyata d'shmaya, that we should, whatever comes out of our mouth should be met with kindness. So, bidvar Hashem shamay nasu, with the words of Hashem, the heavens and earth were created. And so there's so much to be said about the power of speech. And so even when we know we're not allowed to make a neder, that we find, however, in the Torah, that there were certain examples. Boaz made a neder where he said, Chai Hashem, by Rus, he said, Linei po halayla, but Chai Hashem, he swore in the name of Hashem, which prevented him from being with Rus prior to finding the Goel, which was Tov at the time, until he turned that down, and then from Tov became Ploni Amoni. Later on, we also find a case or an example of where Yaakovino makes a neder. Yaakovino says, Leider Yaakov neder lemar, So my Rebbe, Rav Moshe David Temer, says on this pasuk, on this phrase, Yaakov Avinu was asking, if you give me bread to eat, lechem lechol, was he asking for a gourmet meal at a fancy restaurant? And when Yaakov Avinu says, beged lo bosh, was he asking for, you know, a really fancy suit? What kind of suit was he asking for? What kind of begadim was he referring to? And what does it mean, the simple language of a shabti b'shalom beis avi? It's possible that he can sneak into his father's house at any time, but he wouldn't necessarily feel so comfortable. So Rabbi Tamar explains that when it says lechem lechol, that refers to the lechem apanim. Let my children see the majesty of the lechem apanim, which stayed fresh from 1 week to the next. And normally speaking, when someone leaves bread out for even a night, it could turn into like a football. You could throw it through a window and it'll crash right through because it becomes so hard. It's impossible to chew. It's impossible to enjoy. But there's nothing like warm, hot, fresh bread that comes out of the oven. And that's what the lechem apanim was, a miracle that it stayed that way the entire week until it was changed the next week. Then when it says that beged lilbosh, that refers to allowing my children to see the big day kahuna. The big day kahuna would be that they would be able to see malchus. And when someone sees Malchus, when they see the Kohen wearing the vestments and the tzitz and the ephod and all of the beautiful adornments that and vestments that the Kohen Gadol wore, that would make such a powerful impression. They would never be able to forget. And then Yaakov Avinu asked for the Shalti V'Shalom Beis Avi. What does that refer to? That there are many children, unfortunately, today that are not involved in Torah and Yehadus, and they're not involved or interested in Torah and Mitzvot. If you give my children the opportunity to feel comfortable once again, coming back into the Batei Midrashos and the Batei Knesios, where they can learn, where they can daven, and vice versa, and they can make the Batei Knesios and the Batei Midrashos their home, then v'chol asher titen li aser asrenu lach. Then whatever you're going to give to me in the form of asheiros, aser asrenu, both the principal and the interest, both the keren as well as the derivations of the keren, which is the principal, aser asrenu lach, I give it all back. The double lashon of aser asrenu is asheiros, and the asrenu, which is the interest of the asheiros, I give it all back to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not looking for anything. All I really want is for my children to say, V'haya Hashem li lelukim, that this is my Hashem, and this is my comfort zone, this is my safe place, and this is where I feel most comfortable. So we see that although nedarim are not allowed, this is how Rabbi Tamla explained, it wasn't necessarily a neder or shvua on himself, which is an isagavra, it's a chepsa, that's a whole discussion unto itself, but rather this is on the future. Allow my children to see these beautiful things, and then you'll see that the Shati V'Shalom Abayis Adi Chol Hashem Titinli, Aser Asen Allah, that my children will feel so comfortable. Close out with the Kedusha Slavi, where he says that, generally speaking, if you have a person screaming in a subway, nobody pays attention to this person. However, if you're in Shir, and someone, let's say, for example, says something that he never speaks, and all of a sudden he has something to say, everybody wants to hear what he has to say, because this boy never speaks, and all of a sudden he says something, and we all want to know what's on his mind. So what is he saying? What is he thinking about? So that really goes to dovetail what we've discussed until this point, that if a person is lo yachel devaro, someone who does not make his words into chulin, someone who's careful with how he communicates, and that person chooses every single word so carefully, and so then, k'chol asher yotzei mipiv, he's worried that whatever would come out of his mouth, this will happen or that will happen. If a person were to consider that in 3 years' time, he's going to buy or sell a car, he's going to buy or sell an apartment, a house, nobody knows what will be tomorrow morning. So how does a person have the chutzpah, the temerity, to condition certain items or objects or actions, a future event, when a person really doesn't know what will be tomorrow, the next week, and next month, the next year? Nobody has any idea what will be in 3 years' time, 2 years' time, etc. So therefore, since it's not up to the person, and once the person realizes this, and he's so careful with what he says, v'chol asher yotzei mipiv, when he does say something, ya'aseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will perform it for him. And with this, we close out the shir with the understanding that there's a Tanai Gad B'nai Ruvain. There are many other instances of where the speech in Matos Maaseh is used. V'yaskei Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu did when he built the Mishkan at the end of Sefer Shmos, and now at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, we have also many more instances of where speech is so integral to the ultimate form of communication. The Bardet Shavar, the Kedusha Slavi, also says, one last point, much of the machlokas that we find in the world is all due to lack of communication. That if people would openly communicate a little bit better and stronger and perhaps more effectively, there wouldn't be any war, there wouldn't be any machlokas. It would just be an open dialogue, an open conversation. I hear what you're saying. This is my point of view. Let's carry forward. As opposed to just thinking that, you know, this is the way it has to be. So we have this understanding of Bamidbar and Chazak Chazak Venis Chazek. We should go from one strength to another. And Bez Hashem, we should usher in a week and a Chodesh, Menachem Av, which starts on Wednesday, with a good stead and besuras tovos. As we say, that Menachem Av is mematim b'simcha, doesn't mean that we are nullifying the simcha. It means that we have a little less simcha in our lives, but we still are misameach with one another, and we're still misameach, just not on the same level as we are through the rest of the year. So therefore, I wish everyone that we should be mindful of these beautiful elements and aspects, and that hopefully Tisha B'Av that follows soon afterwards should be the last Tisha B'Av, and we should usher in the BS Gold Tzedek, and only happy occasions in the future. Have a great week and all the best.